The opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right, welcome back to Know Your Risk Radio. Thanks for joining us today, and we've got some great topics. And once again, we've got a special guest with us. We're lucky enough to have who I refer to now as the voice of Seattle, Mr. Dory Monson. Dory, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Zach.
Wanted to have you. You know, I think a lot of the listeners on air, at least, have heard about you joining the firm as a client now and also sponsoring us, and we appreciate that. And just want to take some time to go over. I thought it'd be interesting if people could hear, you know, what made you choose us and, you know, what you're excited about. And, you know, something that you focused on that, honestly, we hadn't spent a lot of time thinking about was the convenience aspect of
things. Yeah, you guys made it really easy. So the reason I came aboard is because I do see what's going on with market valuations. I think the market is at really, really high levels, and that makes me nervous as I get closer to retirement because, you know, if there was a 40, 50, 60% correction, that really hurts. I mean, You can bounce through that if you're 25 years away from retirement, but if you're getting close to retirement, that could just be a crushing blow. So I just love talking with you. You know, we talked by phone. You and I talked at my home. You came to my home, which I know you do for all of your new clients, if that's what they want. And so you talked to me about reducing my risk, getting great results, but also you do. You make it really easy, and we enjoyed talking at my house, but I know you can do it by video with your prospective clients. You just have a lot of great ways to make it easy for them to switch over to you guys.
Yeah, you and I have spent a lot of time talking about this. The industry has fundamentally changed, and we started realizing that when I was still at some of the big firms. You know, I started my career off with AG Edwards and Wells Fargo Advisors, and what we started to notice is we had these big expensive offices that nobody wanted to come to. Nobody wanted to fight traffic after work. Nobody wanted to miss the kids' t-ball game to come talk to their financial advisor, which always kind of makes me a little bit sad, but that's okay.
Maybe if you started playing t-ball, well, they'd come and watch you do that.
Yeah, well, I was, but then they caught the whole age thing. The gray hair gave me away.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, so we decided to have a different, when we started Bulwark, we wanted to do it on a different, you know, a different design. And we have small offices in Gig Harbor and Silverdale, but most people from Seattle aren't going to drive to Silverdale or Gig Harbor after work. But the whole idea was to have more of a mobile platform, meaning that we can come to the clients. We can make it easier for you. We can do our quarterly or annual reviews at your home or your office. We can do it, like you said, on video chat, which increasingly more clients are choosing to do. We're also one of the very few firms around here that has DocuSign. So you don't have to worry about getting your stamps and sending stuff back and scanning it and all that kind of stuff. We can literally put together an entire portfolio, move all of your stuff, consolidate it, get it situated the way that we've decided with you that is, you know, the best for you without you leaving your couch.
Well, and the thing I love about the portfolio is, you know, you explained it to me, and what attracted me to you guys and Bulwark was you're not just chasing fads. You have just a solid plan for people to lower their risk, which, again, crucial for me, and I think it should be crucial to everybody in these times, to lower risk while still getting great returns. And once you explained to me how you were going to do that for my family, it made the decision really easy.
Well, you know, I'm glad to hear that. And as it relates to chasing fads, you and I, again, have talked about this at great length. I don't think people, especially not the financial industry, has paid attention to the way things have changed. Whenever we sit in front of clients and I tell them, hey, do you think you would have made more money over the last 19 years being invested in stocks or bonds? You know, what do you think most clients tell me?
Probably stocks.
Right. Do you realize over the last 19 years, now 19 years is a pretty big sample set, right? We're not talking 3 years.
Yeah.
You would have made more money in general investing in bonds. And the only reason for that is because of the crashes.
Mm-hmm.
that nobody pays attention to what that downside does to you. So, you know, we've gone and we've showed you and, you know, we've proved this analytically that if you can limit the damage on the downside during these, you know, big, nasty downturns, that can be one of the greatest advantages you have to building wealth toward retirement. You lose less, you make more, right? It's penny saved, penny earned. And so that's the approach we've taken, is saying, hey, how can we limit risk without limiting upside? And at the same time, if possible, can we reduce cost? Again, same principle, penny saved, penny earned. One of the easiest ways to increase the cost or effectiveness or performance of your investments is to limit the cost.
Yeah, right? And I love how efficient you guys are. And I know that this is kind of a tough message when the market's been roaring the last few months. But, you know, you and I have talked about the Warren Buffett principle where, you know, be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful. And right now, I think people are greedy, and that's why. But I'm a contrarian by nature. Right. I think when everybody else is greedy and chasing, you know, this phantom valuation, that's when we need to be the most cautious, and yet you're still giving me a lot of upside market potential with what you've put together for me.
Well, and I think that's the key, right? Because we don't want to time markets. Nobody knows where they're going. But when we see markets that are at all-time highs and all-time high valuations that only can be compared to, you know, the height of the tech boom in 99 and, God forbid, the height of the roaring 20s in 1929, when you see those dynamics in play, you sit there and go, you know, how is it that we can position our clients so if things keep going and it's all great and, you know, everything's awesome,
yeah,
that they can continue to make money, right? We're not advocating pulling out of the market and sticking it under a mattress. What we're saying is, hey, height of the market, how can we reduce risk, reduce cost, but still participate if the market keeps going up?
Yeah.
And it's actually pretty easy. They're just... You know, people get stuck in a rut, and the financial industry is the exact same way. There's very easy ways to do this, very cost-effective ways to do this. So it is possible to reduce your risk, reduce the costs you're paying for your investments, and increase your upside. It's possible. You've seen the proof.
Yep.
You've signed up for it. And, you know, I really want to get that message out to clients. If this thing turns, if it goes down, you know, don't be standing there holding the bag. You know, button down the hatches, make sure everything's in order, and don't take any more risks than you have to.
And look, I'm an example where I had just done the same thing for about 20 years, but Zach showed me how easy it is to switch some of my stuff over to him. I love how efficient you guys are with fees. I love your strategy, especially in these times. So I'm living proof that, you know, I think everybody listening should give you a call.
Well, I wouldn't mind that, and I don't think they would either. I appreciate the confidence, and you know, one of the things that we discussed, as a matter of fact, the first time we were together at that financial seminar, you know, and people always want to ask me, you know, is this a gimmick or, you know, what? No, and here's a quick illustration. Now, we do this. I think it's important for everybody to know that we manage all aspects of financial portfolios, so stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, the whole shoot and match, but One of the easiest things that we've done over the last 3 years that has improved our clients' returns, has lowered their costs, and has improved their exposure to risk, so they're exposed to less downside, is looking at the interest rate situation, right? Most clients, either because they haven't, you know, they don't do this for a living, or their financial advisors haven't told them, or maybe their financial advisors don't know, is the whole bond aspect. Everybody's focused so myopically on the stock side of things, but the bond side of things, right? When we've been taught, if we're thinking there's more risk, or if we want to get more safe in our investments, we go more into bonds, right? Well, most people don't understand that bonds aren't like stocks. They can't go up forever, right? Theoretically, stocks can.
Yeah.
They can go to the moon. Bonds are impacted by interest rates, almost solely impacted by interest rates. And that's been the beauty of the last 35 years. You know, we had those crazy interest rates in the 80s. They've been dropping for 35 straight years. That's why bonds have outperformed stocks over the last 19 years. They've been a great, safe investment. But interest rates have hit what level?
Zippo.
Right.
Zero.
Right. It's math. It's just math. There's no room left. We're out of runway. Now, I'm not trying to predict a crash in bonds. But basically, if you look at bonds right now, You're paying a record price for them. Prices of bonds have never been higher. And you're also receiving a record low amount of interest off those bonds. So it's like somebody saying to you, hey, I want you to buy this from me at record prices. And as a kicker to you, I'll pay you less income off that investment than you've ever received.
Well, look, I've enjoyed learning as much as I have in our conversations, and appreciate you having me on the podcast again, Zach.
Hey, well, we'll have you whenever you can.
It's a deal.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for joining us, Dory. And thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio. We'll be right back.
So why have I become a client of Zach Abraham, the Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management and host of Know Your Risk Radio? I just love his approach to investing. As I get closer to retirement, I can't take a lot of risk, but I do want market upside. And that's what you provide, Zach.
Well, Dory, based on the past 15 years, and for that matter, history, whenever we're at all-time highs and all-time high valuations, as professional money managers, we don't want to bail. We don't want to panic. We want to reduce risk and market exposure in the event of a market pullback.
Well, it's like what we've been talking about, Zach. Warren Buffett, one of the all-time greatest investors. What does he say about exuberant times?
Well, be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful.
If you want to use that advice for your family's portfolio, give Zach a call at 866-779-RISK. That's 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Bulwark Capital Management's an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Yeah, that's right. We might be the only financial news show that has lead-in music by Led Zeppelin. I love it. You got to have a little bit of fun, right? It's not all serious. That's what we're all about. So welcome back to Know Your Risk Radio. Got a couple cool, couple good topics to get to. One, you know, I don't know if I've posted this, but again, I don't want to plug it. I'm not a big Twitter guy, but you can go to our website, knowyourriskradio.com, and click on the Twitter. And I'm trying to make that for our existing clients, they know I'm trying to make that a point of contact where you can get real news, right? As opposed to fake news or hashtag fake news or whatever that is. But just some real data so you can really see what's going on. And we get out of the world of the ethereal and what this person thinks. And you know, you ever notice that every guy that manages money that's interviewed on CNBC tells you what a great time it is to invest, including during the middle of the financial collapse? Well, you know, surprise, surprise, the more money they bring in the door, the more money they make. So, I mean, you've got to take that with a grain of salt. But what we've put on there, there's a couple charts that I think it's imperative for people to see. Because I'm really into not going, you know, you don't make money in this business by, you know, saying things clever or making a bombastic statement or having a strong opinion. You do it by ignoring the noise and looking at the facts. And one of the crazy, I laugh every time I hear about this economic rebound. Like I said, it doesn't mean it's not going to happen. What it means is there are no signs to support it. It's all subjective. It is all people just talking about things they think they know. And there's a chart, it's probably about five or six tweets ago, on Twitter that shows you the market and orders of durable goods. And what durable goods are things that we buy as consumers that aren't packs of candy and aren't pops, right? It's cars, it's refrigerators, it's TVs, it's Nintendos or Xboxes, which is more up-to-date term. But, you know, things that we're going to have, things that we're going to own for a while in our home. And what you'll see is that there is one of the, if not the, and I haven't gone back like, you know, more than 30 years, so I don't want to say, you know, definitively, but what I believe is the largest separation between underlying economic activity and the market levels. Now, what we know in this industry is when we get huge, what we refer to as divergences between asset prices and economic activity, it almost always ends poorly. Economic activity does not typically follow asset prices higher. It's usually the other way around. Now, again, it's not definitive, but what it shows you is this narrative that's being spun out there that we're on the verge of a great awakening. It's not happening. Not yet. And yet people are paying record prices for stocks. Don't even get me into individual stocks. The individual values of some of these stocks, even big, well-known companies, they're nosebleed. They're ridiculous. I'm talking 3.5 times their historical averages. A lot of room to fall there. And that brings me to my next topic. I want to bring up gold again. every time, well, I shouldn't say that. Dory's a fan. Maybe one other client. Every time I meet new clients, even existing clients, and the subject of gold comes up, they always lean about 3 inches further back in their chair and kind of give you the look like, oh, I knew he was going to get into this. Or here's the wacky part of this guy, or here's the bizarre part of his approach. Yet if I told him I wanted to sign him up for an IPO of Snapchat, they'd applaud it, right? Now, again, these things don't mean that it's going to be great for gold or bad for Snapchat. But what they do show us is where investor sentiment is. And if you think about a world right now that is awash in more debt than the history of mankind, I'm talking 5,000 years. These aren't my numbers. These are facts. We won't talk about opinions on this show. We'll talk about facts. That's allocating a 5 to 10% of your portfolio. Maybe it doesn't do well. Maybe it doesn't do much. But putting 5 to 10% of your investable assets into gold, we're not advocating 40, but it's like an insurance policy. The other thing that nobody that talks bad about gold, these people, oh, don't invest in gold, they don't tell you what gold's done over the last 40 years. In the last 40 years, gold's gone from, what, $35 to where we're at today, $1,250? I think that's a better growth rate than the S&P 500 over the same period of time. Has it had some downswings? Well, yeah, but wait, what hasn't? Right? Real estate, can't lose money, got to buy land, God's not making any more of it. How'd that turn out in 08? How will it turn out again? It's an insurance policy. And when people are looking at you and telling you, oh, gold, it's a fad, pretty hard to say that the main money in human, in recorded human history for the previous 5,000 years is a fad. What I think is a fad might be, printing sheets of paper and putting green ink on them and telling you that that's money that has no underlying value. You're 115% debt to GDP, meaning that you can't really expand the tax base of that country anymore, right? You've maxed it out. You're adding $600 to $800 billion in debt every year. That's going to climb. We're probably going to be back up within the next year and a half up to the $1 trillion deficit level. And we'll probably see it much higher than that in the next 5 years. And the crazy thing is the United States, we're the cleanest dirty shirt. You want to talk about debt and real issues? Go look at China. Go look at Japan. Go look at Europe. And the fact that people are skeptical about investing in gold right now, it's one of the things that makes me like it so much. The other thing to understand is that historically speaking in the United States, I believe it's about 5 to 7% of the average investor's portfolio or net worth was comprised of gold. Do you know what that number is right now? It's like 0.9. So on a relative basis, the skepticism toward gold is really mind-blowing. And I think it's a great insurance policy. And it's proven to be throughout human history, throughout recorded human history. And again, it's not something that we want to bet on. It's not something that we've got fundamental research showing you this is going to happen. What we do know is that we are so far off the beaten path in terms of economic history and economic norms that it might be a good idea to have an insurance policy there. And to own an asset that is not anyone else's liability. Nobody can go bankrupt that's going to make your gold worthless. No crazy executive does something crazy that's going to make your gold worthless. So if you want to hear more about gold, go to the website, knowyourriskradio.com. You can visit us on Twitter, get some of the economic updates, see some of the charts and the raw data that we're talking about. We want you to be armed with the facts, even if you're clients of other firms. And then the other thing you can do is schedule a risk review. Give us a call. I'll get on the phone with you. We'll hash it up and look at your portfolio, and I'll tell you, what I would do or how we'd do it differently, give you an idea of the cost and send you on your way and let you, if you want to contact us for further, in-person meeting, you can do that. We're not going to twist your arm. Not going to call you once a week. It's not like, remember, was it Columbia House back in the day? You signed up for the 12 CDs and they were on you for like the next 4 years. It's like, it was like a student loan. You know what I mean? I think they were still chasing me when I was in college. So we're not going to do that to you. There's some good resources on there. We're updating it constantly. But yeah, give us a call, talk it up. Or you can just schedule an appointment with us. If you want to meet in person, you can get on the website. Go to knowyourriskradio.com. You can actually schedule an appointment with us online. Pick out a time that works for you, and we'll get in contact with you and somebody in the office will facilitate that, and I'll come see you in person. Or give us a call at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. And like I said, you know, we'll at least do an on-phone review of your portfolio and just give you some ideas. And we've had a great time talking to people who listen to the podcast. It's great to, you know, connect and hear what you have to say. So anyway, thanks for being with us. I appreciate you joining us. And we'll be back soon. Take care of yourselves. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH. Hi, this is Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management and host of Know Your Risk Radio. If you're retired or about ready to retire, significant losses in the market could be devastating and forever change the course of your life. Don't let this happen to you. Give us a call and we'll show you what famous life coach Anthony Robbins refers to as the elevator that can only go up. It's a program we offer our clients that rises with the stock market, but it's guaranteed and insured not to lose money when the market goes down. With markets at all-time highs, we don't want to jump ship. We want to benefit if they continue to go higher. But we should also be looking at protecting what we've made over the last 10 years. Call us right now and learn how to participate in the market gains and not the losses. Call 866-779-RISK. Again, that's 866-779-RISK. Or visit us at knowyourriskradio.com.
Bulwark Capital Management's an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, registered investment advisor.
All right. Welcome back to the show. This is Know Your Risk Radio, and I am Zach Abraham, the Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital. And if you're just joining us or joining us for the first time, I want to remind you guys to, you know, whether you're listening to this on the radio or on the podcast or on our website or whatever it is, you can go to Know Your Risk Radio and hop right on there. There's one of my favorite pictures, a guy that's using some bad risk management, reading a paper in the middle of the train tracks. I saw that and I just went, man, that's like the most bond investors today. So you can click on that and you can schedule a 15-minute risk review with me. We're not gonna pass you off to somebody else. And it's just about getting the message out. No one's gonna hard sell you. Dory's talked about that before. We don't do that. It's not the approach we take. We have a very unique approach that's just about building partnerships and finding clients with like minds and people that want to know a different way. Not completely different, but just adjusting to modern times. You know, I think it's fascinating that people are still buying CDs and investing in bond portfolios, especially the bond side of it. Bonds can lose money and people act like they can't. But how much risk would you take for 2.5%, which is what most bond portfolios are paying if they're paying that? And so anyway, click on the spot, give us a call. We'll schedule a 15-minute risk review. You can actually click on it and you can schedule your risk review right online. And, you know, at the end of the day, yeah, we're building a business. We want to get clients. But at the end of the day, the best way to do that is to give people better results. And so that's what we're doing. So give it a shot. But let's get into the market review. For those of you that haven't heard the show before, the other thing you can do is go to the Twitter, our Twitter page. And I typically do it. I'm not a big Twitter guy. I just think it's a great place to you know, have in the public domain, a place of record. And to post, you know, you're not going to get a lot of opinion from me. You're going to get a lot of charts, a lot of clear illustrations that show you what I'm watching, what I'm concerned about, and what we think you should be paying attention to. So you can go to, let's see if I can even remember the site. Well, we've got the Twitter icons on knowyourriskradio.com that you can click on. That'll take you right to the site. But if you want to go directly to it, it's KYR Radio @KYR Radio. And that'll take you to the Twitter site. And like I said, typically a couple posts a day. Just give you good information about what's going on in the market. So what is going on? So, again, if you've listened to the show before, what we do is we try to cut through the noise. It's not CNBC. We're not going to tell you what we think we do or what we think is going to happen or what we hope is going to happen. Plain and simple. Now, there's some metrics that aren't, but plain and simple, we are now the most highly valued, most expensive market of all time. GDP reports came out for fourth quarter. Economy's growing at 1.8%. Today they revised it up to 2.1, but it was on the margins. Really, if you look at the actual real GDP report and factor out, you know, things like you know, big items like airplane orders that don't have a big impact on the overall economy and aren't really reflective of unit of consumption inside the United States, you know, we're still sub 2%. Okay. We have the largest divergence right now between what we call soft data, so consumer confidence and enthusiasm. And we have the largest divergence on record between that and what's actually going on in the real economy. This is not a political statement, but I think it's really important for people to understand. The market has gone up. Asset prices have gone up. The economy has not accelerated at all since the election. That's just the truth. I'm not saying it's not going to. I'm not making any judgments. What I'm saying, though, is that things have gotten much more expensive and the underlying reality has not changed. And as investors, that is the opposite of what we want, right? We want the perception to be bad and the reality to be okay. We've got the flip of that right now, the inverse. And that's always concerning in an environment where you're at all-time highs and all-time high valuations. The other thing we've got is we've got a record level of corporate debt now in America. And record low productivity. And I don't want to get into a big economic discussion, but when you see productivity, and what that means is the easiest way to understand productivity, you hear people throwing it around all the time, and I don't think a lot of people, even people talking about it, really understand what it is. What productivity is it's increased profit. It's a business generating a good and passing that on, and the bigger value that is, right? Like Uber was a big productivity contributor because it saved us money and took out, you know, wasteful fees like government licensing fees to taxi cabs and all that kind of stuff. That was a type of productivity booster. We paid less, we got a better service, got to our point of destination faster and cheaper. That's a productivity booster, right? Productivity is an all-time low, and you've got debt at an all-time high. What that means is you're continually stacking the debt higher and higher, and the increased cash flow or the increased profits in the economy that you would expect to accompany that rising debt that would be used to pay that rising debt, it's not coming. As a matter of fact, it's shrinking. So you're stacking it higher and higher, and you're losing the ability to deal with it at the same time. It's not what we want to see. There's several other things that have come out that I find really, you know, interesting. One of the things is, again, nobody's talking about it. Do you realize that the 10-year U.S. Treasury, we've been talking about this for months and months on the radio, bonds are losing money. The U.S. Treasury, 10-year U.S. Treasury has lost about 20% on its face value in the last 6 months since Donald Trump was elected. Now, the interest rate on that bond has gone from 1.5% to about 2.3 or 2.4 right now. Not a big deal. But if you think about it in percentage terms, what is that? That's almost like I'm doing the math in my head here, back of the envelope, but you're talking about a 40% increase in the interest rate as it relates to the 10-year bond. And that's corresponded to a 20% loss. Now, what is the 10-year bond paying you? It's paying you 2.3%. Is it worth exposing yourself to the potential of a 20% loss when you're making 2.2% a year? Probably not. So clients are starting to see this. And I think people that listen to the podcast and the radio are starting to see the reality on the streets that as interest rates go lower, the safe part of your portfolio is going to begin to be the drag. The rising interest rates are going to kill your bond portfolio. And the answer is not sticking more into stocks when you've got the highest valuation and the highest level on the markets in history, right? We've surpassed 1999. We've surpassed 1929. Again, I'm not telling you to run and hide, put your money under the mattress that it's impending doom. I am saying that when we have been here before in the history of this economy, it has never ended well. Again, we don't panic. We don't try to time markets. But there's a lot of easy things we can do to reduce fees and lower our risk and exposure in the overall market. So give us a call. You can call us at 866-779-RISK. You can go to the website at knowyourriskradio.com. Schedule a 15-minute risk review. Just make sure, you know, like I said, it costs you nothing. We're not going to put you in a database and contact you once a week and drive you nuts. And I think it's important to say it's not just 15 minutes. I've stayed on the phone for 45 minutes with these things. Part of it's because obviously I can talk for better or worse, and I enjoy it. The other thing is, yeah, we're running a business here, but I don't know if you can tell by listening to the podcast, we're very passionate about keeping people, even those that aren't our clients, keeping them safe, man. We're all better off if people are secure and they don't get wiped out. And there's just easy things you can do. And so we'll answer your questions. If you want to give me a call, ask me what our philosophy is. And for that matter, we believe in broad diversification. We own stocks, we own bonds, we own mutual funds, we own ETFs. it's not just about one product or the other. It's about how you put it together. It's how you build the portfolio. And it's what real diversification is. So, like I said, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Go to the website, knowyourriskradio.com. Sign up for the risk review. Just give us a call, and we'll help you out. That's what we're here for. And, you know, like in the previous segment, you hear Dory talking about it, and that's what he took us up on. Actually, Dory started becoming a client with us much, you know, considerably before we started working together on the radio. So we're passionate about what we do. Call us. At least we can give you some good things to think about and some good ideas. But keep your eyes out. Be careful. Don't start extending yourself to more risk in this environment. It's not what you want to be doing, regardless of what anybody tells you. So thanks for listening. We got to run. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com. Tune in next week to Know Your Risk Radio with your host, Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.